Welcome to OpenClaw Daily by Tom Frazier. Today's deep dive is all about the latest executive briefing, and it is a really sharp, crisp update.
Yeah, it's a great one. We're cutting right through the usual hype today.
Exactly. No fluff. Just a tech for non-techies breakdown of what OpenClaw just launched, why it actually matters for the enterprise, and, you know, what you should be watching next.
Right, because for the last couple of years, bringing AI into the workplace has felt a bit like hiring a brilliant but wildly overconfident college grad.
Oh, perfectly said. Eager, fast,
yeah,
but they'll just confidently hallucinate entirely fake numbers right in the middle of a board meeting.
Yeah, and if you ask them how they got that number, you just get a blank stare, or, well, the digital equivalent of one.
Right. But today, based on this briefing, we are looking at a hard pivot. AI is officially graduating from that chatty assistant to a reliable corporate worker, one that actually comes with full receipts.
The audit trails here are the main event. It's an explicit margin of error.
So whether you are, you know, an executive deciding if AI is ready for your regulated industry, or you're just fascinated by real workflow integration, we're separating the practical reality from the marketing fluff.
Yeah. And the briefing breaks down. OpenClaw's move away from just text generation models. They're moving toward modular, auditable agents that do actual business processes.
Which targets the biggest blocker, right? The lack of verifiable trust in high-stakes environments. So let's meet the new hires. OpenClaw rolled out two new named AI agents. They're calling them Dylan and Claudia.
Right, Dylan and Claudia. And they have very strictly segregated job descriptions.
Yeah, so Dylan is positioned as the doer. This is your task-oriented workflow agent.
Right. So mechanically, Dylan doesn't just sit in a chat window waiting for you to type a prompt. It integrates directly into the back end of your business systems.
Like the CRM or the ticketing software.
Exactly. Ticketing, internal knowledge bases, you name it. It runs these multi-step automations and spits out structured data like JSON payloads that downstream software can just instantly digest.
Okay. So it's not writing a poem. It's moving data.
Right. The architecture for a doer agent is fundamentally different. It's all about low latency processing and strict API routing.
So if a customer complaint ticket comes in?
Dylan reads the unstructured text, cross-references the account number with the billing database, checks the warranty, and puts all that into the exact fields the CRM needs.
Wow. And then it triggers a calendar invite for a human to follow up. No copying and pasting.
None. It's an autonomous workflow actor.
Okay, so if Dylan is the doer, Claudia is positioned as the thinker.
Yeah, Claudia is a high context assistant built for deep research and decision support.
Which means she requires, you know, massive context windows and complex chain of thought reasoning.
Exactly. She's pulling in broad web retrieval, mixing it with internal corporate data, and synthesizing arguments.
But the briefing notes the defining feature here is that Claudia provides explicit confidence and error bands on her conclusions.
Right, tracking the provenance of every single data point.
So to use an analogy, Dylan is like your hyper-efficient line cook. You hand him a precise recipe, and he executes the prep work flawlessly.
Chopping the onions to the exact millimeter.
Right. Outputting the components without dropping the ball. But he doesn't invent new dishes. Claudia is the head chef.
Oh, I like that.
You ask the head chef for a new seasonal menu. She researches the market, analyzes the supply chain, and presents the menu. But crucially, she hands you a dossier saying, I'm only 75% confident in this one ingredient supply chain, and gives you the farm report she used to calculate that risk.
That is exactly it. And separating these functions radically lowers the engineering lift for IT departments.
How so?
Well, previously, companies had to build these massive custom middleware wrappers just to force a general model to act like a line cook.
Right, trying to make a poet do data entry.
Exactly. Now, OpenClaw provides these architectures out of the box. It shifts their addressable market entirely.
They aren't just selling to individual knowledge workers anymore. They're selling operational automation straight to ops, legal, and compliance teams.
But, and this is the big transition here, knowing what they do is one thing. Actually deploying them requires solving that trust issue.
Right. If a machine makes a decision that impacts your revenue, the computer said so, is not a legally defensible position in an audit.
It really isn't. And that leads us to the centerpiece of Tom Frazier's briefing, the explainability package.
Yes. This is a layered approach to transparency. And it starts with persistent provenance trails.
Which means every piece of synthesized info now has a hard-coded source citation and a timestamp.
Wait, how does that work under the hood?
It relies on advanced vector databases and retrieval augmented generation. When Claudia pulls a stat, she isn't just generating text from training weights. She is fetching a specific chunk of data from an index document.
Okay, so it logs the exact vector search query, the document ID, and the timestamp.
Precisely. It completely eliminates the mystery of, you know, did the model hallucinate this or pull it from an outdated memo from 4 years ago?
That's huge.
Yeah.
And they also offer traceable reasoning steps on demand, plus these automated why this recommendation summaries.
Yeah. The system essentially explains its math in plain English.
But the feature that really caught my eye in the briefing was the UI controls for uncertainty, specifically the counterfactual probes.
Oh, the counterfactual probes are fascinating.
Right. It lets the user actively test the boundaries of the AI's logic.
Hmm.
So if a bank uses Claudia to evaluate a commercial loan, and she denies it based on current interest rates,
the loan officer can use a counterfactual probe to say, recalculate this, assuming the prime rate was 1% lower.
And the applicant had 10% more capital.
Exactly. And the back-end mechanism doesn't just guess. It takes your tweaked variables, puts them into the prompt context, and forces a parallel inference.
Wow, so it actually runs the scenario again.
Right, and then visually displays exactly where the decision tree split. It proves the logic is consistent, not just arbitrary.
Add in the machine-readable audit logs, and compliance tools can automatically ingest this data, flagging anomalies across millions of actions without a human reading every transcript.
Which fundamentally alters the trust calculus for buyers, especially in finance, healthcare, insurance.
Right. Highly regulated industries, they need a paper trail. But I do have to push back a little here on the depth of this transparency.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, the briefing explicitly notes this explainability is productized.
Yes, that's true.
It's built using engineering wrappers, query logging, constrained rationale templates. The wrapper is basically a strict translator sitting between a raw mathematical LLM and the human user.
It forces the model to fill out a standardized form before passing the message along.
Right. But they aren't actually exposing the raw neural pathways. It's a polite interface sitting on top of a black box.
That is a very fair point.
So if your internal database is full of, you know, factually incorrect data, the agent is going to confidently give you a perfectly cited, factually incorrect answer.
The old garbage in, garbage out paradigm. It remains entirely unbroken. If the data is stale, the explainability package just gives you a beautifully formatted map of how the AI arrived at the wrong conclusion.
Exactly. It solves the regulatory problem of needing a paper trail, but not the epistemological problem of knowing exactly how the neural network fires.
Yeah, it shifts the burden of accuracy entirely onto the quality of the company's internal data architecture.
Which introduces a massive operational cost. The engineering reality of keeping these agents honest seems staggering.
It really is. When a system has to generate provenance trails and audit logs for every single microaction, the telemetry demands just skyrocket.
Telemetry meaning the constant stream of data needed to monitor the AI's internal state.
Right, and the storage requirements for that alone will force IT departments to rethink everything.
Because you can't just auto-delete a financial compliance log after 30 days to save space.
No, you absolutely cannot.
And then there's the compute cost per inference. The raw processing power and the literal dollars required every time the AI generates a response.
Generating a simple text response is one thing, but running parallel retrieval calls, storing context vectors, formatting the output into a constrained template.
That takes way more processing power, which directly impacts latency.
Right, exactly. It takes longer for the agent to reply. If you use Dylan for customer service and the wrapper adds 3 seconds of latency to every interaction, you have to rewrite your service level agreements.
That's a real bottleneck. And there's also a massive UX education hurdle here.
The UI controls?
Yeah. OpenClaw built these beautiful controls for error bands, but they are meaningless if the end user doesn't understand probability.
Oh, absolutely.
If Claudia outputs a recommendation with an 80% confidence score, a human operator might just see a green light. They fail to realize a 20% margin of error in a high-stakes financial model is catastrophic.
The system's safety relies entirely on the human statistical literacy, which brings up the paradox of human-in-the-loop systems.
Right, the modular guardrails mentioned in the briefing.
Yeah, things like action whitelists, where the AI can only call specific APIs and approval hooks.
Which is a literal pause where the AI halts and pings a human dashboard for permission.
Standard enterprise risk management.
But if an enterprise relies on those hooks for every action, the human remains the ultimate bottleneck.
Yeah.
I mean, if Dylan pauses 5 times during a single CRM update to ask for permission, we haven't automated anything. We've just changed the human's job from doing the work to endlessly reviewing AI trace logs.
That sounds exhausting. Staring at audit trails all day to approve microactions is a terrible administrative burden.
It's the exact friction point early adopters are hitting right now. The theory is that transparent reasoning makes the review a quick 5-second glance.
But a link fatigue sets in quickly. The ultimate success here hinges on organizations trusting the logs enough to turn off the manual hooks for low-risk tasks.
Which perfectly transitions into the next move watch list. We are entering a critical 6 to 12 month window.
The proving ground.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Tom Frazier's briefing outlines a precise watch list for executives, starting with adoption signals.
Right, and you have to look past vanity metrics, like pilot signups. The core signal is time to first value.
How long until Dylan actually reduces resolution time in your ticketing system?
And, tying back to what you just said, what is the percentage of actions executed without manual approval?
That's the real metric. If that percentage remains near zero after 6 months, the deployment failed, no matter how transparent the reasoning is.
Totally. But trust requires knowing how the system fails. Which brings us to the next item, error taxonomies.
We have to stop using the blanket term hallucination.
Yes. When an agent fails, IT now has the tools to categorize the mechanical failure. Did it stem from the retriever, meaning it pulled the wrong document?
Or did it stem from the reasoning? It pulled the right document, but synthesized a logically flawed conclusion.
Or was it just a simple integration error where Dylan formatted the JSON incorrectly?
Categorizing these dictates whether you fix the database, prompt engineer the model, or rewrite the API.
And most errors stem from the underlying data environment, which points to model drift and index hygiene.
Claudia's syntheses will actively degrade if the foundational data isn't maintained.
Index hygiene is crucial, keeping those searchable databases clean and updated.
Because if Claudia grounds her economic forecasts in market data from 3 months ago,
she's going to transparently and confidently present a deeply flawed analysis.
Companies have to establish strict SLAs for retraining and reindexing. Or the agents just drift into irrelevance.
And how companies handle these pipelines will dictate market reactions, which is the governance and ecosystem piece of the watch list.
Regulated industries run on peer pressure. Once one major bank successfully deploys an auditable agent, the rest have to follow.
And they will push OpenClaw for even more advanced features, strict data lineage tracking, role-based access controls for audit logs.
And competitors won't sit still. Rival companies will rush to build their own explainability wrappers to match OpenClaw.
Or they'll try to outflank them. Watch the open source community here. They can offer raw model-level transparency.
Exposing the actual neural weights. Undercutting OpenClaw's polite translator interface with true fundamental explainability.
Tying this all to executive action, the briefing gives clear operational directives.
If you're in go-to-market, target regulated domains. This package is built to convert faster there and drive higher ARR per seat.
For operations and engineering, forecast your trace data costs immediately.
Calculate the storage and compute overhead today. Make sure your analytics stack can actually correlate the reasoning logs with real user outcomes.
And for legal and compliance, start right now. Review audit log retention policies. Evaluate data residency requirements.
You don't want storing AI telemetry to violate regional privacy laws.
Exactly. And begin red teaming these systems. Attack the provenance trails to find the blind spots the wrappers miss.
So to summarize, OpenClaw's Dylan and Claudia represent a highly pragmatic transition from exploratory conversational AI into serious, auditable enterprise automation.
They are tackling compliance barriers head-on by forcing the AI to show its worth.
But the ultimate success depends on whether this explainability seamlessly integrates into workflows or just remains a bolted-on feature that adds latency and exhaustion.
The metrics over the next 12 months will determine if this is a platform inflection point or just a product update that failed to resolve the human-in-the-loop bottleneck.
Which leaves us with a final concept to mull over. With all these features, the counterfactual probes, the error bands, the persistent audit logs, we are demanding that AI show its exact reasoning step by step with mathematical certainty.
A perfect, immutable paper trail for every micro decision.
Right. And if this becomes the new baseline standard, will we soon find ourselves holding AI agents to a vastly higher standard of logic, evidence, and transparency than we have ever demanded of our human employees?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is a stark double standard.
When was the last time a human colleague handed you a 15% error band on their gut feeling during a strategy meeting?
Complete with footnoted citations for every sentence they spoke. Never.
Exactly. It changes the baseline of what we expect from a colleague, silicon or biological.
It really does.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning the systems around you, and we will see you next time.